Paul reminds us of something Jesus said. It is more blessed to give than to receive, which is somewhat interesting because in this section of John we've been reading, there's a whole lot of like Jesus talking about how much he's received from the Father. Like, all I've given you is what I've been given. All that's given to me, you know, I give to you. And we know, right, we don't want to draw a dichotomy between giving and receiving. But I think in light of Pentecost this Sunday, like, what does the Spirit do in our confirmation but in a way take what we've been given in baptism and help to do the second part, which is now give that, now go, right, that commission. That beautiful image of the apostles who had been given so much, altogether shaking in fear in that room until the gift of the Spirit comes, and then they're able to give it. And we get this beautiful reading from Paul. For 3 years in tears I admonished you, right? How much he was able to give. And I think that's something we forget so much. That once we've received, that joy might be full, we're to give. And there's great joy in giving, right? Ever since Adam and Eve took that fruit, there's something in us that wants to just take and keep and hoard and be small. And Jesus says, no, with the Spirit, give. That spirit of generosity. May we receive that Spirit as we offer this Holy Mass.